Barge said education, ethics, and economic development haven't thrived under Governor Deal.
When we look at the decreased funding of our school systems over the last several years in this state, it's embarrassing. Two-thirds of our school districts in this state are not in school 180 days a year.
180 days is the state's minimum requirement. Beyond money, Barge said the governor's office didn't recognize student achievement, including gains on national tests like the SAT. Regarding ethics, he said more transparency is needed. He cited a report from the Center for Public Integrity, in which Georgia ranked last for the integrity of its public officials. Barge linked economic development to education. He said improving education will help meet workforce needs.
Why is it that the state has an unemployment rate significantly higher than the national average? Why do we have that when in Metro Atlanta alone you have thousands and thousands of unfilled IT jobs? Why? Because what we're producing in our educational system does not match the need in business and industry.
Barge says his department has addressed that through a new program called Career Pathways. The plan lets incoming high school freshmen choose a field of study. Barge and Deal have a tense relationship, publicly sparring over educational issues. And Barge indicated Tuesday there's another reason he wants to take on the governor.
I really feel like the governor's office in this state has really accumulated too much power under it. And I would be interested in divesting some of that power and let the state superintendent run the schools. That's why the people of Georgia elect a state superintendent.
Barge says if he wins the governor's race, the state superintendent will have plenty of leeway. Martha Dalton, WABE News.